Welcome to Prophecy Today with your Bible teacher, Dr. Jimmy DeYoung. Our goal at Prophecy Today is to reach the world with the news that Jesus is returning soon and to encourage Christians to live a pure and productive life in light of his imminent return. Jimmy, tell us what we can expect from today's broadcast.
Jay, today on the broadcast, we're going to conclude our study on hell and answer the two questions, is hell real and is it eternal? In a moment, I want to study with you what Jesus Christ had to say about hell, the eternal lake of fire, as recorded in the book of Mark. I want to also teach what God's Word says about the conditions of hell and the procedure which will be followed by Jesus Christ when he sentences all lost people to the lake of fire, the real place for those who reject Jesus, a place of eternal punishment. Hell was so real to Jesus that he spoke 10 times as much about hell as he did about heaven. We must search the scriptures to find the truth about any subject, especially on the subject of hell. Now take your Bibles and let's turn to the book of Mark, chapter 9.
Thank you, Jimmy. And now our Bible teacher, Dr. Jimmy DeYoung.
Book of Mark, chapter 9. Jesus Christ spoke more about hell than he did about heaven, about 12 times more about hell than he did heaven. Look here at verse 42. And whosoever shall offend one of these little ones that believe in me, it is better for him that a millstone be hanged about his neck and he should be cast into the sea. And if thy hand offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter into life maimed than having two hands to go into hell, into the place where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. Verse 45, and if thy foot offend thee, cut it off. It's better for thee to enter halt into life than having 2 feet to be cast into hell, into the fire that shall never be quenched, where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. Verse 47, and if thy eye offend thee, pluck it out. It is better for thee to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than having 2 eyes to be cast into hell's fire, Gehenna, where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. That's a pretty serious warning from Jesus Christ himself. He said, cut your hand off, go through life halt. Cut your foot off, go through life maimed. Pull the eye out of your socket and throw it on the ground. It'd be better for you to do that than enter into the place where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. That's just one passage dealing with what Jesus had to say about hell. He said, it is eternal. The worm dieth not, the fire is not quenched. That's as plain as the nose on your face what Jesus says about it. Let me look quickly at the description of the destiny that's going to unfold. Go to chapter 16. Chapter 16 of Luke. Chapter 16 of Luke. Luke chapter 16 gives us a record of what hell is going to be like. Now, I understand Luke 16, I told you before, is Hades. It's the temporary place of abode for all lost people today who will be taken into the great white throne judgment and there to be sentenced into eternity in the lake of fire. But the description of this location of Hades is applicable to the eternal lake of fire forever. Let me just show you quickly what happened. You know the story, the rich man and the Lazarus. And Lazarus was a beggar who tried to eat the crumbs that fell from the rich man's table. They both died, and in verse 22, Lazarus was taken into Abraham's bosom. Verse 23, in hell, the rich man looked up and he was in torment. Now there is the first condition of hell forever, torment. Torment in the flame. You ever see anybody die by fire? I had a very sad experience. It was a Wednesday night in South Georgia. I was ministering at this church. We had a young man come to be a guest speaker that evening. He and his brother-in-law were driving part-time a gasoline truck. They left the church service, got in their gasoline truck, started to another community down these old windy Georgia country roads. As they went around one curve in the road, a farmer was backing his flatbed trailer across the road. Approaching this flatbed, my friend, the preacher, driving this gasoline truck, must have thought, if I hit him, I'll kill us both, will kill the farmer. And so he instead turned the wheel to the left and started out across the field. As he started into this recently plowed field, he lost control of the gasoline truck, and the gasoline truck started to tumble end over end. There was a safety valve on the top of the tank of the gasoline truck. If it had broken completely off, everything would have been okay because the gas would not have escaped, but it broke halfway off. And as he was tumbling through the air, that gasoline leaked out on the cab of the truck. The ignition system ignited a flame, and they started to burn. When we got there, I can't describe the stench of burnt flesh. I'll never forget it. We looked, his brother-in-law, in a ditch. All the skin on his body had been burned off, just his skeleton. We looked in the cab of the truck. There was my friend. The heat had been so intense, it had burned his head off, his arms and his legs off. Only the charred center carcass of his body was left. I thought, in a few fleeting moments, as that gasoline ignited, and he was starting to burn to death, and screaming and yelling, I thought, if you could sustain that forever, that would be the torment. Where the worm dieth not, the fire is not quenched. I've got an idea. Why don't we see what it's like to burn? Well, call the kitchen, Wayne. We'll get them to turn on a burner on the stove over there and get it red hot. And then we'll file out, go over, one at a time, walk into the stove, and put our hand down on the hot burner. Now, not to hold it, but for 10 seconds. No, I don't think there's anybody in the room that would put their hand on that red hot burner for... ...5 seconds. Somebody dying and going to hell. Torment in the flame. Look at the next condition of hell. Verse 24. And he cried and he said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in the water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. The second condition of hell is thirst. Tormented in the flame, thirst forever. Notice that he didn't say, Father Abraham, have him bring me a bottle of water, a cup of water, a thimbleful of water, a teaspoonful of water. He said, Father Abraham, let him get one drop of water. Touch my tongue and I'll be refreshed. Thirst forever. Thirst for all that would have caused you to separate or caused our loved one to separate himself from receiving Christ. Forever. Verse 25, here's the third condition of hell. But Abraham said, Son, remember thou in thy lifetime thou receivest the good things, and likewise Lazarus the evil things, but now he is comforted, thou art tormented. The third condition of hell is thanking forever. Remember thou, rich man, you receivest the good things. And for eternity, every person that chooses to go to hell will thank forever. They will think about every single sermon they ever heard about hell. Every single warning not to go to hell. Every single song talking about how to escape hell by receiving Christ. Thanking forever. Have you ever done something that all of a sudden it's over and you say, wow, what did I do that for? That's how it's going to be. Thanking, torment in the flame, thirsting for refreshment, thanking forever and ever. What's the procedure? How does this unfold? Go back to the book of Revelation chapter 20. Revelation chapter 20, and let me conclude. Look what happens here. Verse 11. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat upon it, from whose face the earth and the heaven had fled away, and there was found no place for him. Now, the judge here is going to be Jesus Christ because of what the Word of God, John chapter 5, verse 22, he is giving the responsibility of being judge. Verse 12, and I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books, that's plural, the books were open. And another book was open, which is the book of life, that's singular. And so you have two sets of books, plural books, a singular book, the singular book, the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, plural, according to their works. So there will be degrees of punishment in hell forever. That determined by the actions recorded in books brought up at the great white throne judgment, upon which they will be judged in certain degrees, simply as it does happen in the judgment seat of Christ. You receive reward for what you've done, different degrees of rewards, etc. Verse 13, and the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell, or Hades, were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine what will happen? I can just almost picture that rich man in Luke 16. Can you imagine? He will have been in torment for how long? 2,000 years since Jesus wrote it. For how long? 1,000 years of the millennial kingdom. And after 3,000 years, he's released. I can almost, oh, it's wonderful to be out of the torment of the flame. Oh, I'm so thirsty. All I've been thinking about. And then Jesus steps to the judgment bar. Rich man, come here. He opens the book of life. Rich man, your name is not in the book of life. Depart from me. And the rich man looks, no, 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 Jesus. I've been there for three, please. Jesus, compelled by who he is, cast him into the lake of fire forever. That's the truth of hell. It's eternal. It's separation. And nobody has to go there. Do you remember what the rich man said? Hey, listen, can I go back to my five brothers? Let me, if I came back from the dead, they would believe me. What did the Lord say? No, they won't. They had Moses and the prophets, the apostles. But wait a minute. There was one who came back from the dead, and he gives testimony of what will happen. And we need to have that compassion of that rich man and move forward to give the message of the one who did raise from the dead.
And the one who did raise from the dead was Jesus Christ. He came back from the dead to confirm that he was the Son of God. The study of the subject of hell has taught us that hell is a real place. It's the lake of fire, the place that Jesus told us was not only a real place, but the place where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. The rich man in hell had compassion. He had compassion for his brothers who were lost. You know, we need to have that same kind of compassion for our loved ones, anyone who does not know Jesus Christ as their Savior. Hell is real, and it is eternal. Let's pray for the compassion to win lost people to Jesus Christ. Next week on the broadcast, we'll begin a brand new study about heaven. There are a number of books today that have been written on the subject of heaven. And again, I would rather not look to the books of men to know all the details about a subject. In fact, I want to look at the book, the Bible, and what it has to say about heaven. Heaven today, heaven tomorrow, and heaven forever. Please join us next week. Right now, here's Jay to tell you how you can get your copy of this week's study.
Thank you, Jimmy. We'll definitely be looking forward to next week's study. By the way, if you're interested in purchasing your copy of this week's study, you can visit our website at prophecytoday.com or call our toll-free number at 8-PROPHECY-8. That's 877-674-3298. You've been listening to Prophecy Today with Dr. Jimmy DeYoung. Once again, to get a copy of today's broadcast, visit our website at prophecytoday.com. Remember, Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...